As the city of Washington, D.C. was growing into its role as the nation's capital, another city of Washington was growing in prominence on the western frontier. In fact, it was a leading city of its day, and you can come here and see many of the original buildings, similar to the way they appeared when built in the 1800s. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The origins of this town begin with an early route that passed here.
The terminology we use today is the Southwest Trail. It's a military road, and it begins in St. Louis, and it winds its way through the center of the state.
Chris Adams is the historian at Historic Washington State Park, and it was this town of Washington that was truly on the farthest reaches of the young United States at the time.
Once you left Washington, this is the last vestige before you went to cross the Red River. You were in another country. This is the edge of the United States as we knew it.
The town of Washington remains today. It's a mix of historic structures you can tour, as well as modern-day homes and buildings where people live in the small town of about 100 people. Perhaps the most important structure is the 1836 courthouse, where many prominent Arkansans practiced law, and a place that took on a new role during the Civil War.
Little Rock fell in September of 1863, and they would bring the capital of the Confederate Arkansas down here to Washington.
By the 1850s, the town of Washington had become a very important city in the state, but the Civil War marked a turning point in its fortunes. In addition, the railroad took a different route in the 1870s, and a series of fires took down many buildings. The town began to lose population and businesses, eventually losing the county seat to the town of Hope. But Historic Washington State Park preserves the story of this place, and there's much that remains to see here.
There's quite a few buildings, and we span from the 1820s to the 1880s. We've got buildings throughout that whole era.
Not only are there many buildings to tour, but there is a weapons museum that is quite a draw, and a blacksmith shop that has an interesting story. In fact, this blacksmith shop made something just about every one of us have heard of, but did not know this is where it began. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Washington, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McRae.